Hello and welcome back to the Packing Podcast. My name is Mike Crane, and this episode is about a recent trip. I've just done an eco-ethical bikepacking trip in mid-Wales. So hopefully you're wondering what an eco-ethical bikepacking trip is. Well, let me tell you. It's eco because you're on your bike. Pretty simple, that one. Now, I don't want to get too much into the detail about ecologically sound a bike is. Let's just say it's more ecologically sound than a motor car or an off-road diesel powered 4x4 truck, for example. But yeah, you're right, there is an environmental cost to making a bike, buying a bike, shipping a bike, traveling a bike. There is an environmental cost to all the kit that we wear when we're bikepacking, so this is not unimpactful on the environment, simply riding a bike, but it's a lot better than a lot of the other things we do. If this is something you're interested in, I can really strongly recommend a book by Damien Hall called We Can't Run Away From This, and it's about the impact of fell running and trail running on the environment, which again is something that you would presume is a pretty low impact, but it's just surprising what an impact that you know, the shoes have got plastic in, they never go away, the oil-based kit that we wear, and so on and so forth. So look out for Damien Hall's book, because it is a good read, and pretty much everything in it applied to riding your bike, I'm afraid. But hey, we do our best. So let's say bikepacking in, let's go further than that. Bikepacking from home is about as environmentally sound a holiday as you can get. Maybe walking from home might be marginally better, but you've still got a lot of the same kit issues. I do quite a lot of bikepacking from home. I'm fortunate where I live in North Wales to be able to do that. But sometimes it's nice to start somewhere else, and it might be nice to catch the train. So that's the next best thing to do, is catch the train to where you're going to start from. The trains in Wales are a bit weird. If you live in Shrewsbury, the trains in Wales are really good because, like, they all go through Shrewsbury. But if you live at the end of one of the lines in the middle of North Wales, like I do, then you've got to go all the way to the North Wales coast, then out to England, then down to Shrewsbury, then get a train back into Wales. So going anywhere on the train other than up and down the valley I live in, it is quite a slow process, to be honest. So on this occasion, we were starting from Aberystwyth. It was just easier to drive. And my only defence is we drove to the start, two of us from different places. We weren't driving from the same place. We drove there. I drove slowly, economically, and I left my car stationary in Aberystwyth for the whole 4 days of the trip. It's not perfect, but it's better than a lot of the alternatives. So riding your bike, it's a pretty environmentally sound holiday. You could call it an eco-holiday if you like. What then is an ethical holiday? And this is more difficult, because a lot of the time when we go bikepacking, and I do this, I go wild camping, and I even go sneaky, stealth wild camping. I cycle as long as I can. It starts to get late afternoon, early evening, depending on the time of year. I'm thinking about somewhere to stay. I might use a campsite if there's one there. If I'm up in the hills, then, you know, I'll find a nice campsite and I'll be grand. But if you're in more populated, more farmed areas, they can be sneaky, these little camps, and you just tuck in behind some trees as late as you can, and get up and get on the way as early as you can. Dusk till dawn, zero impact, leave no trace. Stealth camping really is not a problem for anybody, and it's part of what we do when we're bikepacking. It is easy to do when you're travelling on your own. But hey, this time of year, and this is March when I'm recording this, a friend of mine who's even older than I am, we're both quite mature, we did this last year. Actually, we went on a hotel-based bikepacking trip. Last year, we did the Cilchdaith Thrinogadd, and we stayed in hotels for 2 nights. And we actually got pretty good deals, because it was off-season, and during the week, So it was okay. So we planned it again this year, another trip. There should have been three of us, but sadly, Richard got a bad knee, so was not able to join us. So it was just the two of us, me and Graham, on our eco-ethical bikepacking tour down in mid-Wales. So the idea was to cycle from Aberystwyth along a really fantastic National Cycle Network route. It's Route 81, and I definitely recommend it to everybody. If you're a roughy-tufty bikepacker, it's a brilliant way to get from Aberystwyth out into the mountains. But this is a sort of trail you could do with a family, with your kids. You're pretty much off the road most of the way. There's bridleways and railway tracks. Just one little bit of road near a village called Tinnacraig, which I didn't really like. And there is a woodland there, Craig Ogov. And I suspect you could do a loop into that wood and come down to Tinnacraig a little higher up. It would mean going up a bit higher than you need to, but then you'd have a nice run down to Tinnacraig. So that's worth looking at. But other than that, Route 81 is a fantastic, really safe, really good route. And it leads you very gently, you don't notice the climbing, very gently to Pont Rhyd Fendigaid. You can actually go on something, there's a big, quite famous bog here called Cors Caron, and you could do a little bit more riding further south. It would be quite nice to go to Tregaron, and we couldn't find a hotel in Tregaron. I believe there's a bunkhouse that might be worth searching out. They've got a Facebook page called Bunkery, so that's the letter Y, capital Y, Bunkery, Bunkery. He's got a Facebook page. Riddin is a guy who runs it, and he's on this. he's a regular on the Wales bikepacking page. So that is a hostel that's in Tregaron, which might well be worth a look if you're going that way. So your point is, you've got options. If you're a bit more roughy-tufty, you might want to carry up into the hills. But for us, we parked at Aberystwyth, met at Aberystwyth, and it was quite nice just to cruise out during the afternoon. And we got to Pont Rhyd Fendigaid in really good time. We weren't late at all, you know. We could definitely have gone further. But sometimes the joy of bikepacking is just to take your time and saunter slowly through the countryside. Now, in Pont Rhyd Fendigaid, we stayed in the Red Lion. The Red Lion is the pub in the village, and it's a smashing pub. They've got some really nice beer, really friendly staff. We put our beers, they put the bikes in with the beer in the cellar. They were not stressed about mud. So we had nice beds, we had a nice shower, we had some good food. And I tell you what, breakfast was cracking the breakfast. And, you know, it wasn't dear. I won't say the price, because obviously the price will vary with the time of year, time of week you're in there. But get there off-season, you know, out of school holidays, I'm afraid. Sorry, teachers. But you can get a really good deal there. So we thought that was being ethical. That is contributing to this small local business, which it's not easy for these local businesses. They really are up against cost at the moment. It's not just business rates, it's all sorts of taxes, it's all sorts of cost of living crises, you know, with the energy costs when you're trying to run a public hostelry. The other thing that he mentioned was Sky TV. I mean, now for me and Graham, he didn't need Sky TV. But, you know, obviously for a lot of customers in the village, it pulls regulars in from the village to watch the big match, whatever that might be. And that, you know, these are things that all cost money. And if we, you know, we all like a pub. If we don't use them, we're going to lose them, aren't we? So, yeah, do think about it. It's a nice, easy way to do it. We don't go to the pub at home very much because it costs. But if we're away on a little trip like this, what better thing than to go to the pub? The other thing we did in Pontryd-Vendigaid is to go to the little shop, and that's where we got our lunch for the day. So rather than... We brought sandwiches from home for the first day, but for day two, we bought the food in the shop, and it's a lovely little shop. Quite a bit of locally produced stuff. And they made the sandwiches there, which was great. So they set us up nicely for the day. So we'd spent money, contributed to local economy in the village, in the Red, by staying at the Red Lion, and then by shopping at the village pub. We went out to Strata, Florida then, which is well worth the stop. Fantastic old Abbey ruin. And then crisscrossed our way up towards the Transcambrian. On this trip, I didn't go to Pontryd-y-Groes, but Pontryd-y-Groes is another place that's worth a visit. There's a great tea shed there, and there's the Miner's Arms there you can stay at. Usbytjustwyth, I believe, is a campsite, but I haven't been to that one. Vejachros as a campsite and a pub, the Tyvee Arms. So there's a few options for you to contribute to the local economy in this area. We did some great riding and ended up, there's a good downhill in Coed Bulch Gwachta, and that took us down into the Ustwyth Valley, and we went up to Cwm Ustwyth on this occasion. On another occasion, you might want to visit Devil's Bridge. That's a good place to go with your bike. There's a fantastic place to stay there. A little bit different price racket, but have a little look at that. From Cwm Ustwyth, we went north into the big forest there, and we took a fairly short route to the Bothia and Ancidian from the Arch. But again, you've got options here, and there's definitely some interesting looking stuff in this forest. There's a big gorge near Craig Dolwyn, which we had thought about trying to get up to have a look at, but there didn't seem to be a track near to it, certainly not on the map, and we weren't sure. Plus, we didn't really want to ride uphill, but looks like an interesting place to explore. We have been on the moor to the east of the wood. There's a big wind farm up there, Gevin y Croes, that you can cycle through. And then we took a bridleway down east-west to Nancidian from there. That was another occasion. This occasion, we just went through the wood, nice and easy, to Nancidian Bothy. So you could say Nancidian Bothy. That wasn't our option this week. We carried on to Pontryd. And in Pontryd, we stayed in the George Borrow Inn. And that was lovely. Again, really super friendly. Great food, great breakfast. Couldn't do enough for us. Nice rooms, nice beds. You know how these things are. It's a good spot. Now, we'll go to the George Borrow Inn again. And if we go in the summer, we might camp there. So campsites, pubs with campsites are something to look out for. That's a really good thing to do. And you can contribute to the local economy. There's a garage in Pontryd. It's quite well known in bikepacking circles. It's a real good place to stop between some fairly remote sections of Mid Wales. So that's where we went. I believe to the west there's a cafe and there's an Antalyan bike park as well. But we headed north into real bikepacking country up to Nantymoch Reservoir. We cut our route a little bit short and then headed west across to the coast. But again, here there's super options to keep going north. Fantastic routes through to Macuntleth, or go north of Nantymoch Reservoir and then west out towards Talabont. We cut west to Talabont, as I said, went to a place called Ellach, where we sat in the graveyard and had our lunch. Graveyard's a great place to sit and have lunch. There's always somewhere to sit. There's always a shady corner. And it was a lovely sunny afternoon. The daffodils were out. And they're the sort of places, it's just not the same when you visit in a car. You just whiz by. You're always in a rush. But on a bike, you just pootle in there. You take your bike in. You sit down. You take your time. And you just have a little look around. You might read the information boards. You might even get talking to a local. We often stop in churchyards in villages. We had wanted to stay in Talabont, and there's a really good track to Talabont. It marks the footpath quite a bit of it on the map, but it's a really good track down the valley there. And I noticed from the Strava heat maps, people have been riding the bikes down there. And again, being off-season, midweek, there was nobody else on the track. So we did enjoy that track, I'm afraid. Slightly cheeky, but You know, it's one of those tracks that looks like a Bridal Way. Probably should be, probably was used by miners in the past as an old mine. And it's just an accident of history that it's labelled as a footpath. That was Talabont. And then Talabont's really good woodland riding down to a caravan site. And then a superb track from Atlandra, which keeps you off the roads on the hillside past a farm called Ruet and into Bow Street. We had, did I say I wanted to stay in Talabont, but we couldn't find anywhere that was open and available. But in Bow Street, there's a pub called the Welsh Black, which was doing rooms. And that was very, we were very grateful for that. Really friendly again, really accommodating. Lots of conversation about how hard it is for these small businesses. So we were really pleased that we were able to stop there and help them out a bit. Again, not expensive during the week. Well worth considering an option, particularly off-season during the week. So the Welsh Black in Bow Street was great. Again, we got there a bit early because we were, we'd cut corners and taken our time. But it's really nice to do this sort of leisurely touring, journeying through the countryside type of bike packing. And the Welsh Black is a Thai restaurant. There's a Thai lady lives there. So you get quite a nice, a very nice Thai meal. Loads to eat. We eat far too much. Great spicy food if you like that. So Thai restaurant in the Welsh Black pub in Bow Street. They didn't have bike storage, to be fair. If we go back to the George Borough, they have a big shed. You can store your bikes there without a problem. But the Bow Street, the pub in Bow Street, the Welsh Black, we had to leave them around the back. I mean, they felt secure and we did lock them up anyway. I always put a little bag on my saddle. So they weren't, you did not feel there was any risk at all. But just to be aware, you do have to leave it outside. And she was a bit more precious about the mud, quite rightly. We arrived with very muddy shoes, but there was somewhere to leave them, you know. You leave them in the foyer, leave them in the hall there, and then wander up the stairs to the room, which again, was it was a bit of a small room, but it was absolutely fine. Good shower, good pressure, all the basics you need. Now, the other thing you need to know about the Welsh Black, it doesn't do breakfast. So that's worth just bearing in mind. But for us, we'd eaten so much the night before, it was actually quite nice just to have a cup of tea, Graham's coffee, I have tea, and then get on the way, because we were only going to Aberystwyth, which wasn't far away. We could have gone to Aberystwyth instead of staying in Bow Street, but that's not the point of ethical tourism, is it? The ethical tourism is for you to contribute to the local economy and help keep them going. So it's a steady, there's a bit of a climb, and then you just drop into Aberystwyth and wiggle around some paths to get to Aberystwyth. And there's a choice of places to have breakfast. We did actually go in a chain place next to the station, the Artro Lounge, but it was really good. And the reason we chose it was because there was somewhere to leave your bikes. Such a lot of smaller places, there's just a little narrow pavement outside and there's nowhere to leave your bike. So the Arthro Lounge next door to the station, it's got patios front and back where you can leave your bikes, and we could sit at a table and see them. And it was nice to have a change from the full Welsh breakfast. Some avocado, you know, they'll crush avocado and an egg and sourdough toast. Very, very nice breakfast with very nice coffee. So that was good. But it does bring home the ethical dilemmas we face. When you're staying in these hotels, they do not match up to the homogeneity of the chain hotels. You know the ones I mean. They make it so easy to book. They adjust their prices so they're cheaper on a Sunday, dearer on a Saturday. You know you're going to get a big comfortable bed. You know it's going to be clean, the showers are going to be good, and so on and so forth. These are small independent places that are struggling. So the decor might be a little dated. The bedspread might be a little old-fashioned. But what you will get is a genuine human welcome. And I think that's worthwhile. And I think local pubs are worth keeping. And if you can contribute to keeping local pubs rather than just carrying on supporting chains, then I think that's a good thing. And that was our slight dilemma on the last day, going to this Really good chain. Beautiful breakfast. Again, friendly, welcoming, spacious. It's in a fantastic building, and I can't recommend it enough. But bear in mind, the more we use the chains and the less we use the small independents, the more likely we are to use the small independents. So there you are. That's how to go bikepacking ethically and ecologically sound. It might sound a bit silly, but rather than lusting after your next American tour or a Canary Islands trip or flying off to Italy, just have another look at where you live. And for a little over a couple hundred pounds each, we'd had a great week, really nice time, nice and gentle riding, wild places, good food. We've met people to talk to, and the Aberystwyth Loop, which is on my commute page, Wales Bikepacking, gives you the opportunity, particularly off season, to do an eco-ethical bikepacking tour.